The Holy Spirit's job is to bring spiritual thoughts into your mind so that you hear God's voice.
Maybe you've missed that voice in the past, but Dr. Tony Evans says it's not too late to benefit from godly wisdom.
Even though you're in a bad situation because of bad decisions, he can show you how to make the best of a bad scenario.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The same level of thinking that got us into whatever trouble we may be facing won't get us out of it. We need something more. Let's join Dr. Evans as he talks about how we can get it.
So important is this subject of wisdom. God has dedicated a whole book to it. The book of Proverbs. Often unread, and yet in terms of everyday decision making, it's the most important book in the Bible. The whole theme of the book is wise decision making. He talks about finances, he talks about raising kids, you know, he talks about who your friends are, he talks about all of these decisions that we've got to make. He talks about work. There's a verse in there that tells a single woman, before you marry the man, see if he can pay for the house he built. Don't just believe him because he's talking noise. If he want romance, show me the finance. He says, you know, you better make a wise decision here. Proverbs chapter 2. This is a parent talking to a child, because that's how wisdom is to be transferred through the family. He says, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield of those who walk with integrity. Two things are needed if you're going to be a wise liver. He says you need knowledge and understanding. Knowledge is perceiving the true nature of a matter. Understanding is gathering how to use it. Understanding its purpose. Understanding what to do with it. Wisdom affects decision making. It is getting divine insight into a matter. It is getting God's view and then how he wants you to manage his view in this scenario. In Ephesians 1:17, he called it a spirit of wisdom. So guess what? Wisdom is a spirit. God's view of a matter. It's a spirit. God wants you to understand spiritual realities. That's why when he comes back in Ephesians 1, he prays a prayer because he wants them to have wisdom and the knowledge of him. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. I want the light to come on in your heart, not just with your two eyes. I want your spiritual understanding to be lifted. I want the veil to be lifted so you see what God sees. Look at James 3. James 3 is the most comprehensive contrast between human wisdom and divine wisdom. I'm going to read these verses 13 to 18. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant, so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly, natural, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. He says there are two kinds of wisdoms, and there are only two. Human wisdom and divine wisdom. That's it. Man's point of view and God's point of view. Those are the only points of view. Humanism and theism. There are only two viewpoints. Man's view, God's view. Man's view comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. As many people as you can talk to, that's as many opinions as you can get. And I don't know about you, sometimes I get just tired of all the different views I hear when I talk to people. There's only one kind of person you should talk to as a Christian, and that is a person who's going to give you God's point of view. I'm saving you a lot of time, headache, and for some of you, money. There's a palm reader. Years ago, I drove by that palm reader. It was a shack. Now that thing all bricked up and girlfriend living large. Because people are going to her to read lines on your hand to tell you about the decisions you ought to make. You got to have lost your ever-loving mind to have somebody reading lines on your hands to help you make a decision for money. Then you picking up the newspaper looking at horoscopes to find out how the stars are aligned and how it relates to your sign and all that kind of foolishness. That's foolishness. What sign am I? I'm going to show you a fish. I'm a Christian. That's my sign. What sign are you? That is ignorant. I'm ticked off. That's just ignorant. The Bible calls it another word. Romans 1 calls it idolatry. Because you're looking at the creation to give you guidance rather than the creator of the creation. That's why he calls human wisdom demonic. He says it's fed by demons. So a lot of folk you're getting advice from, hell is telling them what to tell you. He calls it demonic information. The only information Christians should be getting about decision making is from people who are going to give you God's point of view. Because we're talking about a spirit of wisdom. He says human wisdom will always leave you in confusion. He says human wisdom will give you disorder. He says human wisdom will give you selfish ambition. You'll become arrogant with human wisdom. When Jonathan, my youngest son, was in college, he had pit bulls. I don't know what got into this boy. He done lost his mind. He's in college, and he's got pit bulls, and he had the nerve to bring three pit bulls from college to my house because he came home for the weekend. He's raising these pit bulls, and he had the pit bulls tied up on the lawn. There's a little lamppost in my backyard, and he was untying a couple of the pit bulls to walk them, and they wrapped themselves around the post. He was trying to get them to go back to unwrap themselves around the post, but they kept coming forward because they knew that he was going to go forward, but he's trying to get them to go back so they can unwrap themselves so that they can go forward. They didn't want to deal with the unwrap. They wanted to just come forward. So the more forward they came, the more tied up they became because they were insisting on going forward when they needed to go backward to unwrap themselves. But one thing you need to know about pit bulls is they got big heads. Those are some big-headed dogs. And with all that brain up in their big heads, they weren't smart enough to unwrap themselves because they wanted to keep going their own way. Too many of God's children got big heads. We're insisting on our own way. And the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to man. But the end thereof is destruction. Big-headed Christians. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you a big-headed Christian? Say, are you a spiritual pit bull? You see, the problem, brothers and sisters, is that our human understanding has been limited by two things. Two things. Sin has distorted our ability to see things clearly. And finiteness means we're limited. We're limited. We only can see so much. Even the correct things we see, we can only see so much of it because we are limited by time and space. That's what makes God different. He has no sin and he's infinite. So he can never make a bad calculation, and he knows all the information about any subject you can raise. So there's no subject you can come up with that God doesn't know the information on completely already. And that's why the Bible says that God loves to make man's wisdom look foolish. There is human wisdom, and then he says there is wisdom from above, heavenly wisdom. God's perspective and application of the reality of navigating life. And let me tell you what you can't do. You can't mix the two. You can't mix them.
Of course, that doesn't stop many of us from trying. And Dr. Evans will illustrate the danger involved in doing that when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I'd like to remind you about a great resource offer that won't be around much longer. It starts with a 52-week devotional book from Tony and his son Jonathan called The Kingdom Family Devotional. Topics range from basics of the faith like salvation, prayer, and discipleship to life essentials like handling money, picking friends, and setting priorities. And we'd like you to have a copy as our gift. All we ask is that you make a contribution, any contribution, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. We'll also include all 10 full-length messages in his current series, The Comeback. But this offer ends on Friday, so don't wait. Visit us today at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222 before time runs out. I'll repeat our contact information later in the program. Tony will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
In 2017, the New England Patriots overcame a 25-point deficit to win Super Bowl 51. In 2016, the Chicago Cubs and Cleveland Cavaliers both came back, down 3-1, to win championships. These teams had one thing in common. They were down and out and fought their way back to victory. Many of us are in similar situations, feeling overwhelmed from the demands of everyday life. In his new book, Your Comeback, Tony Evans provides the inspiration you need to have your ultimate personal and spiritual comeback. Begin the journey to your comeback today. Available in bookstores everywhere.
I don't like apples. I don't like apples. Apples are not my, you know, I know an apple a day to keep the, you know, doctor away, you know, all that. I know that, but I don't like apples. Except at the Texas State Fair. I love them apples, because them are candy apples at the Texas State Fair. Now, I'll eat a candy apple. But my doctor told me, soon as they dip that apple in that liquid sugar, it has canceled out the apple's nutritional value. Yes. The benefit of the apple has been canceled because I mixed it. See, we're going to come to church today, and we're going to hear God's truth, then we're going to leave church, and we're going to dip it in what my friends say. Dip it in what the newspaper says. Dip it in what the television says. Dip it in what I think. And everything we hear today, we're going to cancel out. Because we tried to mix it. Whole food stores are popping up all over the place. Why? Because people want food that has not been contaminated with pesticides and all this stuff, because we understand that the more organic a food is, the better it's going to be. Natural stores are popping up because we want things where man hasn't messed over it. I first started riding horses at Pine Cove with Anthony. He got in the horses and he told me get on, ride a horse. And so I got on a horse and I had seen enough Westerns to know what to do. I had seen Rawhide and Gunsmoke and Bonanza and the Rifleman. I knew what to do. So I got up on the horse with my pit bull self. I got up on the horse and I said, "Hi! Giddy up!" Kicked it on the side. I knew what to do. But something was wrong with my horse. This horse was, I was on crazy horse. This horse was crazy. This horse was crazy. Because this horse would go up and then go back and go up and go back. I called the wrangler over. I said, "Something is wrong with this horse. Because I'm going, giddy up. Because I knew what to do. I'd seen the Westerns. I kicked it and the horse was crazy. The wrangler came over and started laughing. He said, "You can't go. Giddy up. Ha! Why, pulling back on the reins. You can't do it. That horse is confused. He don't know whether you want to go forward, stay still, or go back. You've confused it. You're going, ha! Giddy up. And God's got a lot of confused Christians. Because we'll say in a minute, "Ride on, King Jesus." While we listen to our friends and hold Jesus back. I got to stop. This is getting too good to me. Wisdom is a spirit, the spirit of wisdom. It's a way of operating. So here's how it works. Here's the way most people do. They go and find what everybody else thinks, and when it doesn't work out, then they want to go to God. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. God wants us to be filled with the Spirit. What does that mean? You start with what the Spirit thinks, and then you have just saved time from talking to a million other people. Because now the Holy Spirit can talk to your human spirit on how to take the knowledge you gain from God's perspective and apply it to your situation. And the way he does that is by bringing thoughts to your mind, and you know what to do. That's how it works. You go to God based on his word and find out what he says about this. Yeah, it's going to be a little digging. You're going to have to cut off the television and try to find out what does God say about this. But if you dig enough, you'll find out how he wants you to handle this. You talk to the right people or read the right books to deal with that subject and find out how he wants to handle that. And you do it on the front end, not the back end. When you do it on the front end and then you gain the knowledge, and then in prayer, you call on the Holy Spirit to show you how to use that information in this situation. The Holy Spirit's job is to bring spiritual thoughts, 1 Corinthians 2, into your mind based on spiritual words that you've gained from the Word of God. He will give you spiritual thoughts. He will settle that thought in your heart so that you hear God's voice. See, the problem with this sermon today is it's general. I'm not talking about all the different issues here. I'm just general. You need to hear a specific word. Wisdom is designed to give you specific guidance and specific scenarios. That's what wisdom is designed to do. But it's based on you getting the general knowledge of how God feels about different things. Based on that knowledge, the Holy Spirit, whose job it is to get specific, to illuminate you to the specific application. And the times in my life where I have listened to the Spirit of God first, it was phenomenal to see the wisdom God gave. And remember, when that wisdom comes, it involved things that I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. He's going to give you stuff you would have never thought to come up with on your own. What wisdom does is what a plane does. It takes you to a higher level of looking. If you've ever been up in a plane, you know things look differently from up there than on the ground. Because you're getting the big picture now. And here's where it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind when many of the things God leads you through the Holy Spirit to do will be different than you would have ever come up with yourself. Who would have thought God would have told Joshua to walk around a wall for 7 days, on the seventh day, walk around it 7 times, and then scream? And that's how we're going to solve your Jericho problem. He wouldn't have ever come up with something like that. Who would have thought God would have taken 30,000 men and told Gideon to bring them down to 300 because 30,000 is too many for this battle? Who ever heard too many soldiers? And with 300, he routed the enemy. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that God would get Moses' attention through a bush that would not burn? Who would have thought that God would have provided salvation by becoming a man? Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought that God would have told the wisest man that ever lived, you tell them two mamas who are fighting over that baby to slice that baby in half, and that's how we're going to find out who the real mother is. That's not a normal way of solving a problem. But when God begins to share his thoughts with you because you come to him first and you're willing to dig for silver underneath the ground, and then you see how God is real because he's leading you and directing your path. Because you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart. You're not leaning to your own understanding. In all your ways, you're acknowledging him, and he is directing your path. One of the great benefits of knowing God is wisdom. We can't fix yesterday, and you may be still reeling from some of the mistakes or bad decisions yesterday. But let me tell you how good God is at what he does. He can still hit a bullseye with a crooked stick. Even though you're in a bad situation because of bad decisions, he can show you how to make the best of a bad scenario. That's how good he is.
If your life resembles that crooked stick Dr. Evans mentioned, he's here to talk about the first step in getting it straightened out.
If you want to know for certain that you're on your way to heaven when you die, then I invite you right now to go to Jesus Christ and let him know that you believe he died for you, that you believe he arose for you, and that you want to put your trust in him alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of eternal life. If you really want to go to heaven, he'll give you a free ticket there, but you must go to him for it and believe him to give it to you. If you do that, you'll be saved right now.
There's a lot more about how that process works on our website. Just visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link at the top that says Jesus. Dr. Evans will lead you in prayer, and there are some free downloadable resources to get you started. We'd love to help you make arrangements to get a copy of today's message. It's called A Crisis That Cries for Revival. It's available on its own, but better yet, it's just one of 10 you'll receive when you request Tony's current series, The Comeback. As I mentioned, when you support The Alternative with any contribution God leads you to make, large or small, we'll send it to you as our thank you gift, along with the book I mentioned earlier, The Kingdom Family Devotional. As always, the details are waiting for you online at TonyEvans.org, where you can enter to win a free trip for two to the Holy Land with Dr. Evans this November. The deadline to enter is midnight on Friday, and we don't want you to miss out. So check out the rules and get complete information today at TonyEvans.org. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. You can also reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. It's open around the clock for your convenience. Again, that number, 1-800-800-3222. No one goes out looking for trouble, but when trouble finds you, Dr. Evans says God may be about to do a miracle. Be sure to join him tomorrow for this look at the upside of down times. Don't miss it. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.